A strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.1 on the Richter scale jolted Tokyo and surrounding areas late Thursday, stopping train lines and causing sporadic power cuts, but there were no reports of major damage. The quake had an epicenter in Chiba Prefecture to the east of the capital city, Tokyo. Earthquakes are common in Japan, one of the world's most seismically active areas. The country accounts for about 20% of the world's tremors of magnitude 6 or greater. Former President Donald Trump plans to invoke executive privilege in the House investigation of the January 6th Capitol riot. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A person who has seen it tells the AP a letter sent by lawyers for the former president says he plans to invoke privileges meant to protect presidential communications from being shared with Congress. It could prevent testimony from one-time aides. House Democrats are looking into the roles of Donald Trump and his allies leading up to the riot. Because Trump no longer is in office, he cannot directly assert privilege to keep witnesses quiet or documents out of the hands of Congress. Ali Alexander and Nathan Martin have been subpoenaed. Alexander claims lawmakers helped him plan the rally held before the riot. Ed Donahue, Washington.
British-based Tanzanian writer Abdulrazak Gurna, whose experience of crossing continents and cultures has fed his novels about the impact of migration on individuals and societies, won the Nobel Prize for Literature on Thursday. The Swedish Academy said the award was in recognition of Gurna's uncompromising and compassionate penetration of the effects of colonialism and the fate of the refugee. Gurna, who recently retired as a professor of post-colonial literatures at the University of Kent, got the call from the Swedish Academy in the kitchen of his home in southeast England and initially thought it was a prank.